Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our new friend, Jonathan Williams, on the show. Jonathan is a new friend. He's the chief economist and VP for the Center of State Fiscal Reform at the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, it's called. He also co-authors the Rich State, Poor State document, the report that comes out with along with one of our Brain Trust members, Stephen Moore, who's been on the show many times over the years, and also with the legendary Art Laffer is one of the co-authors of their Rich State, Poor State report, which is what we're going to talk about today. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and as I always like to say, greetings from the land of make believe, Washington D.C.
Yep. It's the land of the artificial economy. That's one of the things that I say, and it's a tale of
just crazy, isn't it?
And it's a tale of two cities, sadly, Jonathan, because the first city you see when you go to Washington is Barrier City, but if you're able to take a step, three steps inside the barriers, you see one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
It certainly is, and if they weren't spending all of our tax dollars all the time, right? I mean, that's the big issue. It's a strange place, and we should just all be happy that so many of the decisions are happening outside of Washington.
It's sort of like going to a flop house, Jonathan, and saying if these drug addicts just wouldn't use so many drugs, they could get jobs and be productive people, right?
Well, I think Trump's onto something. We need to drain the swamp, right?
I'm hoping he's draining it and not stocking it, as I heard someone say. So let's talk about your Rich State, Poor States report. How did that get started? What does it mean?
Well, this is actually the 10th anniversary edition of Rich States, Poor States. Now, I've been working on it for these years with Steve Moore and Art Laffer, as you noted. And we wanted to put together a guide for state lawmakers, concerned citizens, small business owners all across the country to say, how does your state rank when it comes to economic competitiveness, as we define it through taxes and regulation, labor policy, all the things that we know matter for economic growth, and to be able to say, you know, how does our state stack up versus not just neighboring states, states all across the country, because we know that states are directly in competition with each other for jobs and for capital and for business development.
Right. No question about it. And I've done a report on a number of these type of state-by-state reports. You may know Ray Keating with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He does one, not like yours, not focused the same way of yours, but he does it in another report. And I've done quite a few of these, and it's been interesting to see the consistency about what makes a state successful financially, how it makes it economically successful, which is what's good for their people, and what makes them dysfunctional, doesn't it?
Well, right, absolutely. And, you know, as Art Laffer says, this isn't rocket surgery, folks.
It's pretty much just math, isn't it?
Economics 101.
It's pretty much just math, isn't it, Jonathan?
And that's the great thing, is it's not Republican or it's not Democrat. It is economics. It's Econ 101. And, you know, until the states learn that, you know, states like New York and California and Illinois that we rank very poorly every year are going to continue to suffer the consequences.
When it comes to this kind of stuff, you know, when they talk about drain the swamp, nobody says drain the Democrats. They say drain the swamp because they're assuming that there's enough abuse to go around in both parties, right?
Well, I certainly think that is the case. And, you know, you look at what we find, you know, even at the state level, there needs to be a lot of swamps drained at the state level, and that is a Republican and a Democrat problem in many cases because of the outgrowth of cronyism in many cases through the tax code and in many other ways, and people are starting to say enough is enough.
What you found is that states that spend less, I'm reading from one of the parts of the report here, folks. States that spend less, especially on income transfer programs, I'm going to get Jonathan to tell us what, remind us what that is, and states that tax less, particularly on productive activities such as working or investing, those states experience higher growth rates than states that tax and spend more. That's not really a revelation, is it? That's not breaking news, is it, Jonathan?
You would hope not. You would hope that that was so ingrained in every policymaker's mind that we didn't have to remind them of these truisms. But, you know, unfortunately, we just can't take that for granted these days.
And you know, it seems like people who get elected who are level-headed run off the rails when they get in office. Have you noticed that?
Well, you're right. You know, you look at their campaign websites, and they all are talking about how conservative and how pro-business they are.
Right.
And then you start to look at the votes just a few months later, and they're voting for higher spending, or they're voting for bigger pension promises
right.
that can't be afforded, or they're voting to raise taxes.
On this ranking,
disconnect.
On this ranking, folks, Utah's number one, Michigan's number 50. And we're going to talk about the one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.